Saat mempromosikan album terbaru grup musik Bush belum lama ini, Gavin Rossdale menceritakan besarnya perbedaan dalam dunia musik kini dibanding dengan zaman ia pertama kali merilis album bersama Bush lebih dari 20 tahun yang lalu.
Oh my god, they're massive. Unbelievable changes. Technology, the internet has changed so many things. No record stores anymore except online, streaming. But the beautiful thing is that people, because we're on tour right now, and we have through this crazy winter, through this snow, and we're just seeing thousands and thousands of people turning up each night. So in a way, music is as powerful as ever been. I think the life is fragmented.
Gavin mengakui bahwa kini ia lebih menerima cara pendistribusian musik menggunakan teknologi dengan cara streaming online atau via media seperti YouTube, Spotify, dan iTunes, walau sebenarnya ia lebih menyukai gaya konvensional seperti belanja CD di toko musik misalnya.
I accept it. No, I love that thing. I like artwork. I like the size of the CDs or when we used to have the records. So I like the physicality going in there, and not just for my music, the music that we make in Bush, but to go see other bands or see, you know, browsing record stores is a real fun pastime.
Vokalis kelahiran kota London yang fasih berbahasa Spanyol dan Prancis ini mengatakan bahwa musik hasil karya Bush akan selalu disesuaikan dengan perkembangan zaman.
Right, I mean all the time you want to just, you know, we're needy, we're musicians, so we want everyone to love us, right? So all the time you're just trying to improve, and I don't think it's about thinking about other people so much as trying to just get the best part of yourself, the best part of the band out. And I think that as a band we've matured and grown, and using technology to write songs in an interesting way as opposed to starting with an acoustic guitar like I did 20 years ago. Now what we do is you can build tracks in your studio and sounds like you're a big fat live band when it's just like, you know, not so many of you in the studio. So it's been great for that, and I'm just thrilled to have music out and people coming to the shows and being a working musician. That's what I'm thrilled about.
Selain sebagai vokalis grup rock Bush, Gavin Rossdale juga dikenal dunia sebagai suami dari vokalis kelompok No Doubt, Gwen Stefani, yang menurutnya selalu dipandang sebagai penyemangat sukses dalam keluarga mereka.
Well, because I think that she sets the bar so high for any kind of measure of success in our household that, you know, you got to come in really firing on all cylinders, and I'm not sure I can do that. So I just think that it's just good to be humble, isn't it?
Gavin juga mengakui bahwa sulit baginya untuk meninggalkan ketiga anaknya dan Gwen Stefani saat ia sedang tur konser keliling dunia bersama bandnya tersebut.
It's really difficult. I miss them all the time, and it's rough. But I mean, I think it's hard for anyone who has kids and has a job. The hours that you try and work. That's the idea behind Man on the Run, is the idea that we're all a bit harassed. You know, men and women met for time and trying to get everything right to be good at home and to be good in the workplace. So it's a universal issue.
Dan itulah menurut Gavin yang menjadi inspirasi album Bush terbaru yang berjudul Man on the Run. Demikian informasi seputar Gavin Rossdale dalam VOA Celebrity Update langsung dari Washington, D.C. The Voice of America.